Well, we are a couple of days away from Christmas, 3 days actually, and a lot of folks trying to figure out, you know, a lot of COVID stuff for the holidays, and we'll talk about that here in our weekly update with you, and we'll have Bob Koppel on Thursday morning. But let's talk a little bit about numbers. You got, you know, the new testing plan that is in place on a daily basis now, with the exception of Sundays and holidays. So let's talk a bit about some of the results you're seeing.
Sure. So we did have 71 new cases over the weekend. That brings us to a total of 4,565 total positives in the county. And out of those, 290 are considered active cases, and 4,256 have recovered. We have had 19 deaths in the county. We currently have, well, as of yesterday, we had 12 positive patients being cared for at Ascension Via Christi Hospital, two of them on ventilators. We did have 516 people come through the free testing event last Thursday, and most of those results have been received. We started receiving them on Saturday. Well Health, the company that we've partnered with to be able to offer testing every day except for Sundays and the holidays, they did see 512 people on Friday and Saturday. So that's over 1,000 people that we tested in just 3 days. And Well Health will be available today and tomorrow at Seco Park. You can enter through that same parking lot that you would for our regular testing, that parking lot right across from Candlewood. We do ask that you wear a mask. And you can get registered there. You can drive up and they can register you there. But they do ask that you make an appointment ahead of time. So to do that, visit gogettested.com and you can sign up through that website. It's a really easy process. I went and tried it myself. It doesn't take but a couple of minutes. So sign up there. You can actually sign up for the time that works for you. And then it's a very easy process. You just show up at that time. It's a saliva-based test and you should receive your results via text message within 1 to 2 days.
Wow. Seems like things are picking up a little bit, and the numbers, am I correct to say that they seem to have declined somewhat?
Yes, they have. We're starting to see that percent positive come down, which is nice to see.
I know that there are a lot of people concerned about, you know, the post-Thanksgiving outbreak, and, you know, we've got Christmas coming up, and many, many families are, you know, changing their traditions and their activities, and that is something that you'd like to address as well?
Yeah, we've seen some people get real creative with what they're doing. We've seen a lot of people meet with some extended family virtual. We do highly suggest that you only meet in person with members of your household. It's not any different from Thanksgiving. You know, the same guidance that we gave out for Thanksgiving is going to be the same that we give for Christmas. So please keep safety in mind this holiday season. We know you want to get together with family and friends, but it's so important to keep safety in mind.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Well, you do have testing available once again today, tomorrow, and Thursday on Christmas Eve?
We will be able to offer testing at our site under our tent at the health department on Christmas Eve. And that will only be for the morning.
And then do they resume on Saturday?
Correct. Okay. Yes. Right. Well Health at Seco Park will resume on Saturday. And again, their hours are 9 to 5:30.
Okay. Well, it seems like a lot of people are definitely taking advantage of some of these opportunities to get tested. Let's talk a bit about the vaccine scenario in Riley County, and we've seen our first vaccinations take place with some of the frontline workers up at Ascension Via Christi.
Yeah, we're very excited to see that happening. Like you said, Ascension Via Christi did get their first doses, and they're due to receive some more, I believe, next week. We did get our first shipment yesterday. We got approximately 200 doses. We are administering those today to our frontline healthcare workers, so that includes EMS staff, some health department staff, along with urgent care facilities and some primary care offices as well. So we were busy yesterday making those contacts and getting ready for that to happen today.
Okay. Well, how many total vaccines do you think we'll be getting in Riley County in the near future?
You know, I couldn't even tell you right now a number, an approximate number. We were surprised to see how many we got yesterday. We had no idea how many we'd receive. It could have been anywhere from 100 to 200. So we were happy to see that we were on the high end of that. And don't even really know when we'll get our next shipment. It could be next week or the week after.
We're speaking today with Julie from the Riley County Health Department. And Julie, the holidays are approaching. Let's talk a little bit about some guidelines for Christmas Day activities.
Yeah, so again, we want you to keep safety in mind. Make sure that you're wearing that mask. All of those tools in our toolbox, the mask, the social distancing, washing your hands. And I can't stress enough how important it is to stay away from people, or stay home, rather, when you're sick. Even if you just have the sniffles, you know, some people have told me after they've tested positive that they just thought it was a cold. So really, the symptoms vary across the board, and so it's so important to stay home when you're sick. Try to do as much as you can virtual, only share the holidays with members of your household in person if you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely going to be a different holiday season. And of course, you know, with New Year's Eve celebrations, there's no big apple drop in Aggieville this year, but still opportunities for people to get together. But you want to continue that plan of social distancing and keeping things, you know, pretty close.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's important to stay the course. It's so exciting to see that the vaccine's here. But again, it will be a while before the general public does get that vaccination. So it's important to stay the course and keep all of those tools in mind and just, keep everyone safe for the holidays.
Quick reminder, how many have been tested positive in Riley County so far in the last 10 months?
The total number right now is 4,565.
Okay. That's a little less than 10%. I've, and I'm one of those, and I've got family and plenty of friends. You know, we've had quite a bit of, you know, a number of staff here. If one does test positive for the coronavirus and goes through and is cleared, are they freely able to move about the country? Can they get the coronavirus again, a second round of COVID-19?
You know, we've seen some short-term immunity. Right now, the guidance is 90 days. So we can actually, somebody can avoid quarantine if they become a close contact of somebody else who tested positive, and they can avoid quarantine if they've tested positive within the last 90 days. So there does seem to be some short-term immunity. Long-term immunity, we're not quite sure yet. So it is important to keep those tools in mind, even if you did test positive at some point.
Julie, would you give us that hotline number and then also the website again for more information?
Sure. So, yeah, the number to call if you're experiencing symptoms is 785-323-6400. You can also email us with any general questions or concerns. It's RileyCountyCOVID19@gmail.com.
All right. Julie Gibbs, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we'll talk with you again next week. We'll have Bob Koppel from Essentia Via Christi joining us on Thursday morning. So we certainly appreciate all the efforts that you're making to share information with our listeners and with the community here on KMAN.
Thank you, Dave. Merry Christmas to you.